UAP News, the 20th of July 2024. There are still a lot of people who will laugh at you and come on really strong against the idea UAPs could be alien vehicles. By alien, I mean extraterrestrial. Yes, some of the ridicule has abated, that is true, but it will never all go away until extraterrestrials land in several places at once and show themselves to the world. Even then, there might still be a few who will blame it on makeup and such. I still get into disagreements on the subject, and some people act like I must be really stupid to believe. It reminds me about history and how the first people who said the world was round must have been treated. I still know in my heart we are not alone on this world, and there are millions of people who also realize this. Some people have knowledge of extraterrestrials but have kept quiet for a long time, and one of them is a high-ranking US Army officer who felt he just couldn't remain silent any longer. He is retired and has appeared before Congress. He admitted in a conference there was non-human intelligence. He also said many high-ranking officers in militaries around the world have mentioned this. If this topic would get better coverage in the news media, maybe more people would realize there is something going on our world, and it involves extraterrestrials. Have some of the things we done or planned for in the future involving space really have been done for another unstated reason, or have a dual purpose? One Space Force project comes to mind which might have a dual purpose, and that is known as the Foo Fighter satellite, which is said will be launched in 2027 and be used to track hypersonic missiles. It just so happens UAPs also can move very fast, and if you can use this satellite to track hypersonic missiles, you might be able to use it to track the UAPs. Video experts have examined the Las Vegas alien video and claim it is unaltered and original. The story has gone all around the world. People living in Vegas saw large extraterrestrials in their backyard and called the police. They were gone when the police came, but the people took a video of the creatures. The video was challenged by some, before it was examined and found to be genuine. At the time the police were called, they had seen a strange flashing light in the sky. The video expert had spotted two beings in the video and became a believer. He could see parts of the beings moving behind the fence. UAPs are everywhere, and you find them around the poorest and richest homes and people. Recently, a UAP was seen near Harry and Meghan's home. Near, in this case, was about 25 miles away. I guess the press needed to juice up the story. The object was interesting, however, and reported to be circular, about 26 feet in diameter, and was putting a shadow on the ground as it flew. The object wasn't seen in the air, but on Google Maps. It was said to have strange writing on it. Sometimes, an inordinate number of people see what they believe to be a UAP. There was a sighting of a spiraling UAP that was seen from the US to Scandinavia and Eastern Europe. The sky was said to be very clear. One person said he saw the UAP and it headed right for him, then pulled up and shot away. Pennsylvania has actually investigated some UAP sightings, not just recorded them. In the last 10 years, it has investigated over a dozen UAP incidents. This has been a surprise to many people. This came out during a budget hearing where the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency, known as PEMA, admitted this. It was admitted most sightings can be explained, but not all. The "not all" seemed to interest the budget committee, and they asked about this. The PEMA head admitted some were hard to understand, but all sightings were passed along to other agencies. A former US Air Force intelligence officer said something which could go toward recognizing the fact UAPs are non-terrestrial. He claimed the Air Force tried to recruit him for a place on a UFO crash team, but he turned the offer down. He indicated the Air Force is watching the UAPs very closely. That officer was the now famous David Grush, the congressional whistleblower. The downside is he never saw any of this himself, admittedly, but said he knew over 40 people who told him they had personal knowledge because they had seen captured UAPs. An object, which some think could be a UAP, was seen under the water in the Baltic Sea. It is said the stairs could be seen. Two Swedish explorers are responsible for the sighting. The object was discovered in 2011 on a deep sea dive. It is strange we didn't hear a lot about it then. It was said to be a disc over 70 feet in diameter. It has gained the name the Baltic Sea Anomaly. The explorers said they decided to keep the discovery confidential at the time. The object interfered with radios when they got too close to it. I have to wonder if it has ever been investigated further by any country. Sometimes a UAP appears in front of thousands of people, and this was the case when a UAP appeared in the sky during a Mexican football game. I am talking soccer for my American audience. The object was darkened with the sun behind it. The stadium was the FC Juarez Stadium. Photos were shown of the object which had been taken by fans. When one photo had been enlarged and enhanced, it showed an almond-shaped vehicle in the sky. Many have come out and said the ship seems to be from non-human intelligence. Another UAP sighting happened in Mexico on an oil rig near Tampico, Mexico. Several different shaped UAPs were seen flying over the rig, and the workers took photos of a couple. One was a circular craft and the other was triangular shaped. One witness said the craft hovered for about 10 minutes and then left. The photos were said to have been uploaded to OutKick. Aliens seem to be worried about how we are treating the planet, and witnesses claim they were told this by them. Could all this oil drilling have interested them, and not in a good way?